Now, the reason I believe it says locust and wild honey, I believe this is basically symbolic of his preaching as well. Because what does locust represent in the Old Testament? Judgment, right? Locust was always representative of God's judgment upon a people. When he would send the locust in Exodus in Egypt, he would always destroy the crops. It's symbolic of God's judgment, okay? And you know what John the Baptist preaching was? It was judgmental. It brought a lot of judgment upon the nation of Israel. So what about the wild honey? The wild honey is symbolic of the word of God, the sweetness of the word of God. Go to Revelation, if you would. Revelation chapter number 10. So what can we say about his preaching? It was bittersweet, right? Why was it bittersweet? Because it was hard, but yet what did he do? He pointed people to Jesus all the time. So yes, it was hard and it was hateful. It was hateful preaching. You don't call people you love generation of vipers. Right? It was pretty hateful. But you know what? It was very sweet at the same time because he would say, "Behold the Lamb of God who should take away the sins of the world." He brought the love of God to a lost and dying world. And so we can say that his preaching was balanced. Right? It had love, but it also had a lot of judgment, righteousness, and even hatred. Why? Because the Bible says, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Okay? Look at Revelation 10:9. It says, and I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. You know, the word of God is sweet. Amen. When you read it, it's sweet. When the Holy Spirit teaches you the word of God, it's sweet. But no one can... I mean, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we understand that the word of God can be bitter at times. Yeah. Preaching can be bitter. It doesn't sit well with us sometimes. Why? Maybe because we're not right with God, or we're involved in sin, or maybe you're effeminate, or maybe, you know, you're not fulfilling your role and it's bitter towards you. Well, that's exactly what the word of God is supposed to do. So we see that his preaching was balanced. You know, he had judgment, but he also had wild honey. He was also, it was a bittersweet type of a mixture. And look, this is the type of preaching we need today, okay? The vast majority of it, especially when it comes to church, hey, we need to preach bitter stuff. We need to preach judgment, righteousness. We need to talk about hell. We need to talk about false prophets and lame preaching. We need to call sin, sin, abomination, abomination. We need to make sure that we just cover everything that God says is abominable and preach it from the housetops. The bitter things of the Word of God we need to cover. But you know what? In like manner, we need to take that locust and dip it in wild honey and speak the truth in love. Right? Speaking the truth in love. How do we do that? By preaching the gospel. Okay? Now look, you say, well, what about in church? I want to hear about the love of God in church. Well, here's the thing. If you're saved, you know about the love of God. Right? If you're saved, you know the love of God. How do you know the love of God? God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, the love of God is already shed abroad in your heart. We know the length, breadth, depth, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth all knowledge, the Bible says. We already know about these things.